Welcome to this week's episode of Success in Women. I'm Linda.
I'm Andrea.
And today we're going to be talking, since we're now in the month of April, about spring cleaning. I know, not a favorite topic for most people, but we're going to make it fun and you're going to want to do some spring cleaning. But before we get started, Andrea's got her tip of the week.
Well, today, since we are talking about spring cleaning and I've been searching different things, I found this amazing tip, because a lot of us have fans in our family rooms, in our bedrooms, that probably have stood still for the whole winter, because who needs a fan in the winter unless, you know, some women in certain cycles. But so a lot of dust gets gathered and it's difficult to get up there sometimes. But I saw this tip: you take an old pillowcase, or you know, doesn't really matter because you're going to wash it, and you pull the pillowcase over the blade, you hold it and just pull it, and all the dust comes off and goes into the pillowcase.
Oh my God.
Yes, because I used to take my duster and go like this, and then it's all over the floor or on my bed, my spread. I'd have to put towels on my bedspread. I thought, wow, what a great idea.
And imagine just keeping one of those for that.
For just that. And then that takes care of the dust. And then if you want to do a
deeper clean, then you can
take your, you know, disinfectant or your vinegar, whatever you use, and wipe it down. And you can even use a little bit of essential oils to clean the blades. That way, when it starts to spin, you'll get a nice fragrance.
Wow.
A lot of times I'll spray some of my oils like right into the, when the fan's turning, and it goes, it just spreads it all through the room. Very nice.
Wow. But I like that idea, because I remember in the guest room, and if I don't have company and stuff, I don't do a whole lot of refreshing in there, but when company's coming, no problem. Anyway, I went in there one day and I realized that on the blades, oh my God, it was like this thick of dust.
Yeah, you don't realize.
Well,
how
I never
much
really
dust.
Looked up on top.
I know, we don't.
And it was like, holy crap! And that was the thing; it was everywhere when I was trying to clean it. But I had no choice; I had to clean it. Never even thought of an idea like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people are very creative.
That's why it's great to, you know, Google things and find tips. And I'm here to pass them on.
Well, anyway, that leads into that cleaning, because it's nice in the spring to get the freshness of everything, you know, get the cobwebs out kind of thing from the winter, and really do a deep dive cleaning. People don't understand, but that really helps with your mental clarity. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, recently, I underwent a renovation in my apartment in Florida, and there was dust and grime everywhere from the stuff that was going on, from the building that was going on. And Andrea was so kind, because I almost would have lived in it, because the construction's not done and it was going to be, but I almost would have lived with that. And Andrea goes, let's get just started and really do a clean, get the dust off all the furniture, because it was thickly laid on all the surfaces. And of course the floor had paper on it, but even ripping that off, there was such a mess on the floors that we really had to do a good clean. Well, in the end, by her coming over and helping me, I didn't have a problem doing it. We got a lot of it done in one afternoon.
Yeah.
And it made me feel so much better. Like, my mood was so much better. A lot of the things that you don't even think about spring cleaning doing, it did. It made me feel, while I went to bed, I had a better sleep because it was so fresh, you know?
Yeah,
and she even, because my quilt got so much of the dust on it because the bathroom was being renovated. And of course, I needed to clean it. And in my building, the wash machines are not big enough. She brought it home to her front loader. And oh my God, when I slept that night, that was even so nice and fresh. Having somebody help you clean your house, and you might not think there's so many benefits.
But there are.
Wow.
Yes, it's a big, big help. And you don't feel like you're alone, because it can be very overwhelming.
It is,
you
for
know,
me.
Even just
I'm
a regular
not,
cleaning.
Yeah.
Never mind spring cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, because spring cleaning is a totally different situation than your regular everyday cleaning, because you know, we dust, we sweep, yeah. we mop. But over the winter, things just get, you know, left around, clutter, you throw bills here, newspapers here, magazine, you know, it just gets, so there's a good way to even just start decluttering your space, your countertops, throw away stuff that is just not needed. And, but anyways, in saying all that, it's good to have a friend, like what Linda and I were saying, we should just say, talk to a couple of friends, you come over and help me this weekend, and we'll come over and help you that weekend or during the week if you have some time.
And you've got some friends actually that actually do that all the time, right? For the major stuff, yes. they'll just call some of their friends yes. and say, come on over and help me, whatever the project right. is in the cleaning. And but it makes, excuse me, such a difference.
Yes.
Because
you have fun.
I was just going to say that because you're socializing.
You're socializing.
And you're getting things done.
And getting it done. And the time goes so much quicker. And you don't even realize you're cleaning. But anyways, to get started, you know, you should make a list of things that you want to get done. And for me, it's like the baseboards. The baseboards get so neglected. But, and if you look, there's a layer of dust like this on them, you know, just either take a broom or a mop and get that done. Your curtains, I have shears, so either I'll wash them and rehang them or just throw them in the dryer with a couple of dryer sheets and get the dust off.
That's another tip.
Another tip, and freshen them up yeah. and rehang them. Putting away winter boots, winter coats, winter sweaters. You know, maybe you have a closet downstairs or one of those portable hanging, whatever you call them. And you put all that stuff downstairs. And then,
that's assuming you have a basement.
Yeah, a basement or even a spare room.
Well, I actually am.
Or push them to the back of the closet and get right. your spring stuff up front.
But I do that.
And your flip-flops ready.
I got a locker that's very dry, clean, and doesn't smell. So I actually get to put my winter coats down in my locker. I've got all these hooks all over the place, and it really works well.
Right.
Because it just, I live in a very small space. Right. So when you have a very big house. Mm. I live in a very tiny apartment, and you have to be even more creative in how yes. you manage your stuff and keep it organized and clean.
Right.
Yeah, it does make a difference, boy.
Right. And there's so many things to think about, like your chandeliers, your light fixtures, even my pictures, all my pictures hanging on the wall. I do a good clean there because, you know, there's that layer on top. Same with your doors, the top of your doors. If you look, you'll see a layer of dust.
And that's the thing. We don't always look, but no. the film is there mm-hmm. even because it's not been touched.
And if
so
you get
don't
one
notice.
Of those long Swiffers, you know, you can just give it yeah. a good wipe if you're you don't really want to get up there and, you know, get it wet. At least get rid of the surface dust that, because when the fans start going, then all that dust is going to start filtering through your house. And that is no good for your physical health.
No.
You know, especially if you have any children with allergies or yourself, breathing issues, respiratory problems, you know. You want to give your carpets a really good clean, like we took Linda's out and, you know, did the old-fashioned bang, bang, bang with the broom. And, you know, we got so little things like that. Your lamps. If you look at your lampshades, they can be very dusty. You know,
yes.
you can
take. And that's them. Without a reno.
Yes, without a reno. Like mine at home, I see that. And you look inside where the bulb is. Clean all that out. You know, all you need is a wet cloth. You don't even, you know, maybe you want to put a little vinegar or a little bit of cleaning solution, but doesn't take much. And you just give it a good wipe, you walk away and it's done.
But you know, even if you organize yourself by saying, okay, I'm going to tackle, you got your plan,
yes.
and you're going to tackle one room
yes.
or one project. So
well, yes, that's what I was going to say. Like
yeah.
if you're going to do the
baseboards
today,
just do the baseboards.
Do all the baseboards
yeah.
and be happy with that.
Yeah.
Done. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll tackle something else.
Yeah. I remember growing up, we had a chandelier in the dining room.
Oh.
And that was a, you know, my mother loved it. My father bought it for her, no issue. And then my mother cursed it every time she had to clean it. Because you literally had to take it all
crystal
apart.
By crystal.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, my girlfriend has a two chandeliers that are almost like hotel quality, so long. And she gets all of us over there. And the same thing, we take down crystal by crystal by crystal. And don't forget, if it's your first time doing it, take a picture.
Yes.
Before, so that you know
where they go back,
how to put it back together. And but you know what, we have fun doing it, and man, does it look gorgeous. Yes. After, and we all feel good, never mind the owner, she's yes. so happy when all that's done, you know. So there's lots to do, and like Linda said, after it's all done, you feel really, really good.
Oh yeah,
mental clarity. And, you know, other things to consider is like your makeup drawer, your, you know, in your bathroom, your vanities, like get rid of, take the old makeup, declutter all that and throw it in the garbage. If it's been sitting there for a year or two, it's probably no good. Get rid of it. And like Linda and I have done, we decided to go more clean. So we've thrown a lot of the old makeup out that yeah. we know on Yuka would yeah. not come out very good. So, and then replace with the good stuff. And you know, at the dollar store, you can buy those cute little trays yeah. that fit right into the drawers. You know, you can have three or four, one for combs, one for lipsticks, one for makeup brushes. You know, just, you won't even realize how wonderful you're gonna feel after. And the other thing is how easy it is to find stuff after. You don't have to go searching and rummaging through cupboards and drawers to find what you're looking for.
But don't you even find, and this is what I've been doing more so since I sold my house in 1990, but I came across when I was going through the cupboard, a lot of products that had expired. And some products, when you buy it, like especially canned stuff, it might last 2 or 3 years in advance. Mm-hmm. And some of my stuff were expired 2 or 3 years. So that meant 6 years, maybe, that they had been sitting in my pantry.
Waiting for you to use.
Waiting for me to use. And in the end, I thought, well, you know, I'm not sure. So, because it's really past due. And I started throwing them out. But it's the same if you go through a medicine cabinet or wherever you keep your first aid kit.
Right.
A lot of these things expire.
That's right.
And when you really do need it, all of a sudden, it may be really old, which means it loses its
That's
effectiveness.
Right.
So you know, you want to go through stuff. And even though they're little things, doing that makes me feel really good.
And that's another good tip. If you are feeling overwhelmed or say you don't feel physically like doing it, do jobs that you can do sitting.
Yeah, just little jobs.
Little jobs, like Linda said. You know, you could take out a drawer, like one time.
Yes.
I took the drawer right out of my end table, and I just put it on my, I sat in my chair and I put it on my ottoman. And then I just went through it.
Yep.
And I didn't feel like, oh, you know.
Right.
Oh. You know, I got it done. And when it was done, oh, wow, that made me want to do the next drawer. And you see, that's the snowball effect.
Yes.
One step at a time. Do what you can.
Especially a junk drawer.
Oh.
You know, because everything, that's the go-to place, put everything. But when you really want something, you can't find it.
Right.
And every so often, I remember at the house, I would do that. I would take it and dump it and just go through it and organize. Okay, get rid of this.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm keeping all this
just
stuff.
Put back what you actually want to keep.
Well, that you're going to use.
I know.
Because
it's hard. And I'm okay because I can throw stuff away. Then you have people that have a very hard time to throw stuff away.
Well, because they might need it.
That's my husband.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is an old charger. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
No, I do know, so I'll throw it out, you know. So if you're the type of person that have a hard time throwing away, then it is a good idea to have a friend that has no problem.
Which is what my sister did. She
right.
came over, and that's what we did, because I had to get rid of stuff. Nobody wanted a lot of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during a time during COVID where donation centers weren't taking anything. And it was like, can you use it? Do you have the space for it? No. Okay, it's gone.
Right.
No matter what. Now, and my sister can be heartless when it comes to this stuff, but she keeps a very neat, organized house.
Yeah.
You can go in any drawer and it's always perfectly organized because that's her thing. She loves that.
I do love that too. And that's great if you live alone.
Yeah.
In my home, and I have still two of my daughters, and for even having that many, my drawers are very organized, and my daughters have kept up with that, you know, which I'm very happy. My husband's a little fanatic-y about that too, so I'm lucky in that way. But if, you know, I remember once I went to a friend's house, and their kids, when they emptied the dishwasher, they would just throw wherever there was a space. And then I would go once a year and help her. We take everything out of the cupboards in the pantry and we put it all back organized. And oh, she was so happy, you know, it made her feel good. But when you work all day and you come home and your kids have been, you know, taking stuff out of the cupboard, throwing them back in, emptying dishes, you know, you want their help and you can't really complain much. But once in a while you do the big organized.
Yeah, I was gonna
cleaning.
Say they had, I think, a reality show, and people would go in and help people declutter and organize.
Not the hoarders.
No, I don't think it was the hoarders.
Oh, okay, a different show.
Yeah, but they really just because people, again, especially if you have family like kids and stuff, mm-hmm. it's hard sometimes to be organized. The problem is that it would get done, but then bad habits would filter back in. And, you know, unless you had a friend that would go over and help every year, it's never going to stay that way, unfortunately. You have to develop the habit now and maybe teach your kids, okay, this is your spot for putting your coat, your hat, your boots, your mitts, your whatever. And they had those in mud rooms when they had a mud room. If they didn't have a mud room, they tried to have baskets and stuff, mm-hmm. either in the laundry room, in their bedroom, maybe they have to hang their stuff, put their stuff away. But if you organize and teach your kids, it actually helps you to develop new habits.
Right.
So that you can keep your house more organized, because it does help you, I'm going to say, feel more productive. And mm-hmm. if you feel more productive, you can be more successful at whatever it is that you want to do.
That's right.
Because
it doesn't take time away from...
Because it weighs on your mind,
because
all this stuff.
Like, how do they say that? Time is money. And so if you're wasting time looking for things or...
Exactly.
You know, you're not being successful.
A good example, too, was keys. They said there's been studies done where people spend X amount of time looking for their keys. Now, you add up all that time, and time is money, and you've wasted a lot day to day. And that's why they say put your keys in the same place all the time. And I do at home in my condo. My keys go on a hook right up my door. When you walk in or you walk out, you never have to look for the keys.
Same with us, because we come in through the garage, and we have the key hook right there. And if once in a blue, because we have enough cars that have to be moved around, shuffled around. So if the keys aren't there, oh boy, you hear about it. Because once in a while you forget them in your purse or whatever. And because now with the keyless cars, I just touch mine and it locks. I don't even have to have my key to lock my doors. So you forget about hanging it when you come in.
Well, and I was going to say, and the difference is I have a rental, right? You know, I've had a rental when I've been in Florida, mm-hmm. and not all the time. Sometimes I have my own car, but my car is the same way. So my keys normally would be in my purse, but because I live alone and I don't have to shuffle cars, that's the best place for me because I never take it out. Mm-hmm. You touch the car, it opens. You touch the car, it locks, all of that stuff. And so for that part, but it, my condo key, you know what I mean?
Right.
Gets on the hook right away.
Right. You know, there's only one little thing about all that now. I've heard that you should never have your car keys close to your door.
Right. I've heard that too. Mm-hmm. And so I've heard, and this is when I still lived at home, when I discovered that, you should have your car keys actually in your bedroom.
Right.
Yeah.
So people cannot access
it. Yeah. And that's fine too. Yeah. If you do it consistently, then you're not looking for the keys.
And that's
you
the
already
way to
know.
Stay organized.
Yes.
Be consistent. Have a place for everything.
Yes.
You know, if you've got... if you like wine, like you have a wine rack or you have a cabinet, you know, just don't have bottles here, there, and everywhere. And that's how I like to keep things. Like one cupboard will be for plates, one for glasses, one for pots and pans, you know, and big bowls, plastic bowls. And if you can take time to do that, it'll make your life so much easier.
I always said, I wish somebody that likes to do that would just come and organize my kitchen, because I have, now everything's neat in the cupboards, but I don't know if it's the most efficient for, I'll say, really cooking and doing stuff.
Right.
So in the cupboard where I have my spices, the second and third shelf are where I have all the glasses.
Oh.
But it's only because it's close to the fridge. So if you're getting a drink and you right. want a glass, the glasses are there.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the stove is where I have the plates. And then the plates are in one section. The bowls are in the next section. And then in the cupboard next to that, it's cups. But the coffee maker is on the other side. And not that the kitchen is like humongous, but
no.
really, wouldn't the cups be better served by the actual coffee maker?
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that maybe the spices should be somewhere.
Organized.
You got
yeah.
to think about that.
Yeah.
And it's not, I'll say, the best plan.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it was like, okay, I'm putting stuff, and then, well, where do I put this? Okay, I'll just put it
on. Just put
that.
It here.
And
now.
Then it stays.
Yeah, it
does. I've been here 5 years now, and
right.
thing, it just stayed that way.
Well, maybe next season we'll start off that way, just organizing your kitchen.
To make it more efficient.
Cupboards. Yeah. yeah. But, you know, think about what you want to get done this spring, make a list, see what you can get done. And, you know, like I said, don't be afraid to ask for help, some friends or even your children if they're old enough. And if it
start
doesn't
small if you have
start
to.
Small. If it doesn't get done,
yeah.
oh well. Now, if you're lucky enough to be able to afford to hire somebody to come and do it, don't be afraid to do that. Don't be ashamed of that, because your time might be better spent with your kids, taking them, if you know, a lot of kids have dance, sports, whatever. If and so it's what's good for you. But if you get it done,
right,
you will feel so much better.
So it's interesting you said about hiring somebody, because when I'm in Canada, I always have, I shouldn't say always, because I'm for many, many, many years, never had a cleaning lady, but I have one now because I live in the city and it's easier to get somebody to come.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, that's great. So I don't have to worry throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
My place is always neat and clean, but for the deep stuff mm-hmm. is where I have to. I've got to empty my own junk drawer and figure out what I want to
yes.
keep. I have to organize my own closets and my own drawers mm-hmm. for my stuff.
Right.
And so,
don't know what
even
you want.
Like for me, I couldn't hire anybody other than a friend or a family member that knows me so well. They would know how to organize, I'll say, the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why I find that a challenge. So if you can get it kept up, so having a cleaning lady, it's not getting too unorganized.
Right.
So it makes it better for me. But it is something that I think for most people, doing that, especially that once a year cleaning, and it's not happening on one day, but it's the thought of in the spring getting yourself organized to do it,
right,
will make you feel so much better and productive throughout the year. I mean, who knows where it's going to lead?
Exactly.
So we hope we gave you some helpful tips on getting your place organized, because your space is your space.
Exactly.
Anyway, but remember, if you do,
please like,
share,
and subscribe.
Because we can't do it without you, and we're here to help you.
Exactly.
Women helping help women. Women helping women. That's what we do. Okay.
We try.
We try.
Have a great week, ladies.
I'm Linda.
I'm Andrea.
See you next time.